This is VOA News via remote. I'm with Calvin. Confrontations between the authorities and demonstrators protesting against last week's coup in Myanmar have boiled over. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police fire a water cannon at a large crowd of peaceful protesters in Myanmar's capital. Non-violent protests demanding the release of detained leader Suu Kyi and the restoration of her government have spread all over the country, with awareness of them growing after the authorities on Sunday lifted a brief ban on internet access. But there have been no signs that either protesters or the military are backing down in their argument over who is the country's legitimate government, the National League for Democracy Party, or the military, who claim a recent poll was marred by voting fraud. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haitian President Jovenel Moïse announced police had foiled a coup attempt Sunday, making more than 20 arrests. Haitians woke Sunday to gunfire in areas near the National Palace, and a high police presence was seen by VOA Creole reporters on the scene. At midday, the president surprised the nation by going live on Facebook to announce the foiled coup attempt and the arrests. Moïse has said he will serve another year because he was sworn in 2017 for a 5-year term. But the nation's opposition party says the president's term should have ended Sunday, February 7th, the date set by the Constitution when elected presidents are sworn into office. Moïse failed to hold elections in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic and a climate of insecurity. You can read more about this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Northern India emergency teams are working Monday to rescue 37 power plant workers trapped in a tunnel. The workers were trapped after a part of a Himalayan glacier broke away, slamming water and debris into a dam and at least 2 hydroelectric plants early Sunday. Authorities say at least 18 bodies have been recovered, but more than 165 people are missing and feared dead. More than 2,000 people have been deployed to help with the search and rescue operation in the valley, including members of the military and police. The floods destroyed a hydroelectric plant on the Alaknanda River and damaged another on the Dauli Ganga River. The incident sent a massive amount of water and debris downhill following the Dauli Ganga River and forcing the evacuation of downstream villages. South Africa has suspended its coronavirus vaccination campaign after a new study revealed the AstraZeneca vaccine is less effective against a mutation of the virus found in the country. Now, the World Health Organization is holding a meeting Monday about the latest development in the nation. The study was conducted by the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg and not yet peer-reviewed. It concluded that the British vaccine offered only limited protection against moderate forms of the disease caused by the South African variant in young adults. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus. It had planned to begin inoculating its population with 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the coming days. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pleaded not guilty as his trial on corruption charges resumes in a Jerusalem courtroom. Monday's hearing comes just days after national elections in which he hopes to extend his 12-year rule. Netanyahu was indicted last year for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases. In recent months, Israelis have held weekly protests calling on him to resign over the charges and criticizing his government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Nigeria's Navy plans to strengthen its measures to root out and punish personnel who collude with kidnappers and criminals. That's according to the new naval chief. Kidnappings in the Gulf of Guinea, which borders some 20 countries, hit a record last year, according to the International Maritime Bureau. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.